I'll show you exactly in a minute. This is exactly the Mogin. So it bothered me, why would they include this, the Breuer Kehillah, it follows the halacha, and everybody asks at the Mogin. Why would this is the shield. If you look at the pictures in the back there, what page are they? Yeah. On page 118. This is the simple shield. When they pull the Ora forward, they slip the shield on. That's over here. That's this thing here. But it's not that. It's a clamp. It's a mugging clamp. Because they put this on. And I'll show you the real clamp in a minute. But here's the key thing. I close this as tight as I can. Right. And it closes completely. I don't understand why they allow it. Why they had it in there. You can, and that's what I suspect they intended, you can do it without closing completely. Now here is this is the Mogin. You see, they duplicated the Mogin. This is the Mogin clamp. Okay. Exact same thing, made of heavy metal, and when you close it, there is no space left. If you do that, there's no damila, period. Okay. That's why they asked the monkey. So I've done with many Molin, especially those that we trained in Mount Sinai, those 4 years when we had the hospital, the Mila school. What we did, they argued, but if they go away, they have to go away someplace on a Mila on Shabbos, far away. And the whole idea of that Mila school was that the older Molim didn't want to travel, and the younger one would be willing to travel in all parts of New York State and so on. Go to houses of Mahal Shabbos, which the other was uncomfortable there, they would be able to manage better. So they wanted this thing because it doesn't require any follow up. So all I had them do was with a file to file in the teeth, to file in on both sides a little gap. So now there's a spot in here where it can't close. Because the metal was filed away, so in that spot there's always bleeding, so it doesn't make it possible to have no dampers. After became this instrument was ushered by all the Gedolim, period. And the reason being, because it could be done without damila, without dampers. Yeah. But you see how accurately they copied. They copy to sing it, and this is supposed to be a okay. Okay, that was this. I did the COVID, the one that's in charge here, the Rabbi, and wanted to see it. You pass it around too. They can say they even held the Dover Rosso in their hands. Special thrill. Okay, now here is what I told you, the Gamko clamp, which is what all the pediatricians use for doing Mila. Although I suspect that today it may be made of plastic and throwaway. Everybody is so conscious of infection, the emphasis on sterility, except for the Moalim. Why they? There's no rational reason why they just run roughshod over the best medical advice that you're supposed to have sterile instruments. It doesn't cost anything. I told you almost every hospital offers it as a courtesy to the Moalim. Give me your equipment, wrap it up in two bags there, and they'll put it in the autoclave and they sterilize it for you. This is the Gamco clamp. Okay, it comes with several of these things. And as you see, the contraption and the issue of pain of circumcision, this has to stay on for 20 minutes. What they do here. You pull forward the skin, loosen it, you let it go back, then you slip this over the tip of the penis. This comes in several sizes, right there. And then you wiggle this back in, and when you tighten it down, it presses the or amile between the cup and the roof of the cup. There, so you now have a tight seal. There is no bleeding whatsoever there, and then they wait as much as 20 minutes usually, and then they take the scalpel and just cut it this way. It cuts the skin off that's held up there, nice, neat. It is cosmetically a neater job than a mole does, because a mole pulls forward, cuts. So the top part is cut a little bit more and the bottom part is cut a little bit less there. In this way it's all nice and neat. And this is what is a standard practice there. All this, by the way, I had only be Yerusha from a member of the Broya Kehillah, who was a doctor in the dormitory. Yeah, and for many years, and he retired. He gave me a whole bunch of equipment that he thought I'd be of interest, as well as a very expensive microscope. It's a microscope that today sells for several thousand dollars. Yeah. Okay. Any questions? I told you a cross forceps can do everything, and I've seen old Moalim do it. They pull off, they pull the skin forward. This is the forceps, watch. It closes just the same as the clamp closes, and then they cut along here. Yeah, and no one knows that they're doing the same thing that the prohibited what they call the Mogen, the Bronstein clamp, it can be accomplished the same thing just with a plain forceps. There.
Which would also be a problem.
Which would be the same problem. One of the most famous Moel in Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Weisberg, there. I had this chus this summer to be sandig three times when he was the Moel, all three times by my great grandsons. Yeah. All the space for 2 weeks. Yeah. And he has a different system. Yeah. He doesn't use a mogen at all, he doesn't use a shield at all. He has a tremendous tfisa, power in these two fingers. He pulls forward there and then squeezes a matter of maybe 10 seconds, 20 seconds down. Then he cuts along his fingers. He cuts there. Let's go. There's, I believe, reduced bleeding because he has a powerful grip. Power, they call it tfisa, the powerful tfisa that crushes the blood vessels there. And he gets away with very little bleeding. And I don't understand at all. The moment he's finished, the baby stops crying. He pours on some crazy liquid, which he won't reveal what it is. I'm sure it must be lidocaine, but pours it on like you would take a shower. I mean, pours it on, not a medical application, just from the bottle. The bottle looks like a little soda bottle. He pours it on. That most likely offers the narcotic effect, and the baby's quiet. He has a tremendous reputation. I was offered to be Sandik several times by his father. There, also by my grand, that was by my great grandchildren. About 7-8 years ago. Okay. Let's see again. I want to pass around what I brought to show that the Mila, the Nolad Mohel there, that such a rarity that it made the Journal of Pediatrics.
I think it's all right.
No, I passed it around.
Okay.
You have it back? Want to pass back that?
I have that sheet.
Who has the Nolad Mohel one? Yeah, you want to say something?
Oh, is this the?
Huh? No.
No.
No, no, no. I gave it around. It was passed around. I thought.
Oh, okay.
Where is it? Take a peek at it. You see, that's the Nolad Mohel. Okay, I want to in what I gave you here. Turn to page 6. You have that back? I have only one copy of that. If you want, I'll make you copies of it. All right. Important halacha for Moalim. Reishamachay, hey, you have there. First of all, the interesting, based upon the Medrash, Reish Amagimul Hay, there. Tinok Shemes, Kodim Shegiel, Lichios Ben Shmona, Elios Ben Shmona, Molon also Al Kibro. We do that today. A woman had a late abortion, there. Babies formed. There, we do meal on the baby, based upon the Medrash that Avraham Avinu is omed, stands al pesach of Gehenim, and he doesn't allow in anybody who's mohel. A very emotional experience, especially when the father wants to be there. Yeah. You don't need a mohel to do it, obviously. Yeah, anyone can do it. And sometimes the father wants to do it. It's a special sense of tragedy. Then comes the Lomo. The also Lomel Goy Shelo L'Shem Geilus Afilu B'chol. I don't know how true the stories are, but supposedly all the princes of England were all circumcised by the Moyle of London. Yeah. Why? Because he does a better job. Right. But it says it's also Lomel Goy. Now why is it also Lomel Goy? That's so the Ramo just says period. Comes the Shach and argues with the Ramo. Right? And the Shach quotes the Gemara. Right? Son of Rabbanan, right? Yisrael Mola Akum Lushum Geirus Lafuki Lushum Muna Delo. But if he wants it for his, what's for Muna? So Rashi explains, Pirush Rashi, what's a Muna? It's a for medical reasons. Tolas Shiyeshlo Boloso. English translation, most likely syphilis, gonorrhea. There could also be cancer of the penis. Therefore, he says, why don't you do little for also? Also live, not for religious reasons. It's not because I'll be the Zohar. It's little for also. Right. He means it for medical reasons. Right? It's also because lo malev lo moridin. If he's an Oyel of Eidah Zohar, we don't offer him our skills, our medical skills. We're not machaye, right? We don't kill them, but we don't help them live either. That's the Tam. Therefore, the Chayin Kosar Teisu Shem, etc. Read further down. Harei, the first of the broad lines. Harei lo also ele mishum refuah. Halav achi leki sura mishum mila. Bishari afilo shorishem gerus kegon bishar, and that is all our moalim today. All do good business circumcising goyim in Eretz Yisrael. What's happened now? I don't know with this new intifada, but most of the mila that all the good moalim do in Eretz Yisrael are Muslims. They're mal, right? And that's a good business for them all. So I've asked Moshe Weisberg, asked him, no one is machmir on this now. He says, no, I do it bischar, and bischar is mutter. But that's not true anymore. If you'll take a look. I gave it to you there. Okay. If you'll take a look people can find it quickly. Is there? Page that is page 129. Circumcised adult men prevent HIV infections, etc. And next page from the Lancet, three randomized studies on page 130 provide firm evidence that the risk of acquiring HIV is halved by male circumcision, and people are doing it. And here I have benefits from circumcision, right? Mayo Clinic proceedings that reduce risks of urinary tract infection, prostate cancer, sexually transmitted disease, right? Cervical cancer on the female. The evidence showed that people who cohabit with circumcised male have less cervical cancer than those who cohabit with uncircumcised male. Yeah. So I'm supik today whether we're not doing it mishum refuah. There's no reason why a non-Jew wants circumcision today. The anti-Semitic Poles, the Polaks, no one circumcised their children. There's their hatred against Judaism. As you know, they were the worst perpetrators of atrocities against the Jews during the Holocaust, more than the Germans. Polish were the worst, and when the Jews came back after the Holocaust, many of them were murdered by the Poles in their homes there. They don't allow milah, period. That's too Jewish for them, right? But all the goyim do milah. Yeah. The most common surgery done in the U.S. Army today is circumcision. Why? Because they don't charge. It costs money to circumcise. It's not covered by insurance. Right? In the Army, those who want to be circumcised, and people want to be circumcised because of HIV. Right. Largely, especially among those who are homosexuals, where the HIV incidence is in the 30s, 40s, they want to be circumcised because of that study, that 50% reduction in HIV infection. Shaila is, does a moel have a right to do a milah today? Double poshut, Gemara asked it, it's also lomul goy. And the Brahma is also a Mugoi. The only heter is that it's not the Shem Refuah. That's what the Shach shows. It's not the Shem Refuah. Right? Therefore, you could do it for a reason. What reason? Schar. They pay for it. But if it is the Shem Refuah, the Schar is not a Matir. I just call that to your attention. It's interesting. I asked around. How significant part of the business of a moel is, if he's well known in the hospital, the nurse recommends, why don't you use the Jewish doctor? He does it better. They come into the hospital, and they can go ahead and do 3, 4, 5 milas in one day, because they don't care how old the baby is. This one is 1 day old. This one is 2 days old. 3 days old, it makes no difference. They do a mila right away. Yeah. Okay. Next point. Yes.
Sorry, I just didn't catch that. So
I'm sorry?
If someone is a doctor in a hospital,
yes,
and is requested to do a milah, are they
anyone?
And they're requested to do a milah, yeah, are they not allowed to because it's for the sake of
it's most likely illegal. But all of milah is being covered only by the Constitution. Namely, it's a religious practice and it can't be inhibited by the state, right? But there's not a heter to malagoy. They are then acting like a doctor, but what they pull out a card and it says what CM. Right. So CM, what's CM? Certified moel. Yeah. So he has a degree already, so no problem. But certainly it's certainly awesome to do. Yeah. But everybody does it. I mean, everybody does. And no one got caught, no one is protesting. Some Jew will most likely sue them for.
So in the event that one is a Jewish doctor in a hospital, we should not. In the event that one is a Jewish doctor in a hospital, they should not circumcise a guy.
I'm not giving the bottom line. Therefore, what's the halacha? I'm just pointing out that the halacha says, Ramo says that's also normally that would be a issue. Period. You know, it wouldn't be malagoy. Comes a shach and says, but it's only because of Mishum Muno that the Gemara says it's also, because you don't want to serve their life-saving function for a goy, right? Which itself is a problem as well as it, right? But certainly today there is no rational reason why a goy is doing a circumcision except Mishum Rufua. He thinks it's better, healthier.
Could it be that this will not constitute Rufua? Because Rufua in the Gemara of Murno is that Rashi says that there is some condition that he has right now. He has a tolah, so you're trying to cut it off.
Right.
So that's Rufua. But now where it's done preventatively, maybe that would not constitute Rufua. And if it's still being done only
okay.
for
Tzar. All I'm saying, maybe preventive medicine is Mutu. Curative medicine is also. It's hard to make that distinction. Yeah.
But Jewish doctors take care of non-Jews today.
I'm sorry?
Jewish doctors do refuah to non-Jews nowadays.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I think Jewish doctors see
yes.
non-Jewish patients, right?
Jewish doctors? What do you mean?
Jewish doctors have a heter Mishum Eva to...
Right, so
heal
not going. That has to do with Mishum Eva that we're matir a Jewish doctor to Machal Shabbos, even when we paskin, even with the Reise in Ad Reise, Mishum Eva. That's because so much shvel shuvah on it. For it says, if not, there'll be a pogrom against Jews. Right? Yeah, but it's not because you want to save them. No, we don't want to save. No. But as you said, in his town in Luban, if it was a Jewish doctor, if the Jewish doctor stepped over a fellow who had a heart attack, or leaned over and opened up his pants to see whether he's Jewish or not, and then steps away, in the following morning there wouldn't be a Jew alive in this town. Yeah. But that's nothing to do with this. Here you have. Doctors competing with each other for customers. This is cosmetic surgery. There. Okay. Next. Look at page 9. And the Gemara over there, first Reish Shabbat Aleph. Okay, what does it say there? It says, first of all, the halacha. We have that by all the Bali Tshuva. We have that problem. Most of the Bali Tshuva today, there, was circumcised. By somebody, not by a moel. He comes from a family that's not religious. They didn't. Maybe in New York area, they still have a grandfather or a grandmother. They call a moel, but it's done by the obstetrician or by the pediatrician in the hospital. They want mila, they take care of it. The obstetrician or pediatrician doesn't have to be Jewish. So what happens with them when they become Bali Tshuva? Right? What do we have to do for them? So this is there. This we have here in the beginning. A kol k'sherim. Look at page 7. A kol k'sherim lamul. Right. And by the way, in the Reform movement. Those who still practice Mila, and there's a vast majority now who don't practice Mila anymore, they have a Mila service. They recite some Tehillim there, and they serve bagels and lox, which is the D'raisa of Mila today. Yeah. So what happens? Right. He says, in Yesham Godol, look on page 7, right? Chedeo Lomol who called him Lakulam. Yeshama Isha Losamo, the Chay Nogin, okay? And then it says, Bim Avol Goy Atiluhu Mol, Loyimo Klau. Bim Mol, Ain Saw Klausa Lomo Panchnia. then a machlokes where they need tefas dambris. We paskin, you need tefas dambris. Yeah. But that's something the rabbi can do. He doesn't need to call a doctor to do. A tefas dambris, a thin hypodermic needle, a little prick there, it's a tefas dambris. It's not a medical procedure. It doesn't require it. Good idea to put the iodine on first. There. Muma lochala Torah kula, which is almost every reform and most likely every conservative Jew today, from the new generation, some falls in that category of muma lochala Torah kula. I've said this publicly a number of times. No one wants to listen. We're in the middle of a Holocaust today. We're losing 6 million Jews. The 6 million conservative reform are running away so fast, we're losing them. They will not be Jewish in the next generation, certainly not. There won't be another generation. There's nothing left that they've kept. Now that they went ahead and approved same-sex marriage by the conservatives, and you people can look it up on your telephones. There, look, conservative ksuba for same-sex marriage. Okay, they wrote a ksuba for, and in the ksuba it says sheyochlu yachad v'yishkibu yachad. No notion of a ksuba. Okay, it's available to you. Everybody finds it. It's on you. It's just called conservative ksuba. Right, same-sex marriage, and I want for a female as well. Yeah. What else? What are you going to sell that? Now the new, something about reconstructionists. Reconstruction. What are they? So they're just in the process of approving for the rabbinate someone married to a shiksin. That it's acceptable, mixed marriages are acceptable for the rabbonis also by them. What is their rabbonis? What's left for a rabbi to rabbinate in? I don't know. Yeah. But we're losing them. And we're not doing anything about it. The only way to do about it has to be organizational. Picking up somebody at the kotel and inviting him for Shabbos, that's not going to stop the efflux from Judaism. Has to be something done, but nobody wants to do anything. Why? We have a gentleman's agreement. I'm a Jew, you're a Jew, you're a Jew, you're conservative Jew, reconstructionist Jew, reformed Jew. We're in the same group. No, we're not in the same group. No. He's a mumma l'chala Torah kulo. Right, he's a goy, period. Look what the Rabbanon did to a kusim. They went ahead, end of Maseches Nidah, and they were matir the ksamim of a kusi. What would they try to do? Matir the ksamim of a kusi. He was Jewish. They said no more. That's all. They finally came to a point. They said you're not Jewish anymore. And they were matir the ksamim. There's no Issa Nidah applies to them. Period. Finished. Now that's dealing with a isuri kores. So they announced that Isur Kores no longer applies to Akusi, right? Period. That's drumming them out of the army. Right. Okay, it's a side comment. All right, here we have an interesting thing. Take a look at this Reis Hamadalid, the Ramah. What does he say here? Umahada Yesha Adam, you got it on page 9, the second line from the bottom in the Ramah. Yesha Adam Lazo Lahada Rachamol Obabris Hayosa Tobit Sadik. Okay. So I want to call your attention to number one, because nobody knows what the Sfaradim hold to be one of the really Gedolei Aposkim, the Ben Ish Chai, or as we know him a little better in the literature world, there we have he wrote a wonderful, wonderful set of tshuvas. It's called Rav Pa'alim, right, a four volume, yeah, wonderful tshuvas there. It shows his gvura there. Anyway, he has a shayla. Okay. Who has the chiyuv mila? We learned it yesterday. We started off chayev adam lomul as beno. The father of chiyuv mila. So he tells in the tshuva, he has a story of a moil in a town who's the only moil in the town. His wife finally gave birth to a son, and he wants to be the tzaddik, not the moel. He wants to invite a moel from another town to come and mal his son. So he asked the Rav Polim, he asked Ben Ishai, there's a din of mitzvah bo Yosef Mivshlucho. Does he have a right to invite a shliach to mal his son? Why does he want to be a tzaddik? Okay, so if you look at Beis, Reish Hamadala Beis, look on, where does he have it? Yeah. The last line on 9, on page 9. That's a yesh lo adam lachzo lahadai rachamol u balbris hayosa tov tzadik, right? There, and see, I did mark it down here. Wait, do that on tzadik. Look at Reish Samachei Yud Aleph on page 11. If people don't know, page 11, no. Reish Samachei. What do I have here? Reish Samachei Yud Aleph. I'm sorry, Mark Morgan. Let's see if I have it. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm page 19. Okay. No again, lasos kisi lalio shnika malach habris. Ushameinicho, that's our minog. Yomar bepiv, zeh kisi lalio zochel latov. It should also kibisi Hashem. Right. No again, lahader achamitzuzu, lio sandik. People try their best to be a sandik, right? Litzvos hatinuk lemolo, v'yofe koech hasandik mikoach hamoel. So if it's a day when the kriyas haTorah, you give the sandik an aliyah, not the moel. Right? Lagdimo likos b'toro. The chol sandik have kemachte ketores. Lochei nogin. Shlo liting shnei yelodim lebal bris echad, kedamrin negabe ketores chadoshim lektores shavu. You know, Kabbalah in yonim. Yeah. All I can tell you is, my shver zatzal was sandik at all my children. Yeah. Actually, no, my father was sandik for two. Yeah, but we. And I asked him, what's this meaning? You give a sandik only one. He says, no, it's the real reason is because sandik in Kabbalah or in Yonim also is a guarantee for Ashirus. If you're a sandik, you become wealthy. Right? Therefore, you don't want to give, you want to spread the wealth among the people. So, as my shrel said, I've been sandik so many times for the same family, it didn't work. it didn't change anything. Yeah. But the sandik is a special position. Comes the Ben Ish Chai and answers the question. wonderful, see, a real Lomda Shatanetz. What does he say? He says, the man wants to be a Sandik. He's the only moil in town. So he has to call in another moil from another town to be the moil, and he'll be the Sandik. But he meets a boy, Yosef Mepeshlucho. So he brings a Rayev, Bambedikas Chometz. Okay, anyone can think of a good Rayev, Bambedikas Chometz. He says, in Bambedikas Chometz, the family gets together, and the father makes a bracha, and then what happens? They scatter, each one helps in the bedikah. But the mitzvah is only on the father. The mitzvah is on the owner of the chometz, only one owns the chometz. So how can a father let the sons help in the bedikah's chometz? Mitzvah bo yosef mebishlucho. The answer is, if the father is participating in the mitzvah, even though he's helped by others, it's not called that he's assigning it to a shliach, then it's still mitzvah bo. So the Rav Paul and Paskins, he says, you see from the Gemara that the Sandik is even more choshev than the moral, because he holds the baby, is doma l'ketores, right? So certainly he's participating in the mitzvah. Therefore, the do isur of mitzvah boiz b'shulchu, you can call a moel from another town, and you'll be the sandik. If you want to know where that is, we have it here. Rapolim is what? Good question. Where is it? Okay, Yoredeya Simon Laman Hay. Okay. Worthwhile looking. It's a long, long truva, but it shows wonderful lomdas in the whole halacha of shlichus and so on. All right. Here it says, call your attention to, I'm sure you people have noticed it. Right? It says over here in Simon Reis HaMachay, right there, that the Abi Aben Beborech Bechtir Zohol HaShek Zohol HaChiz Vishal Abom Avir, right there he says, and he has further, and he has where's on Shekhi Yadu? Reis HaMachay Zion. Okay, look at Zion. That's on page 18. Okay, you have a Zion on page 18. Sha'av Asmo Mol as Beno, Humavor Shekhi Yadu. And my Mol who Acher, they show him Shein doesn't make a bracha shachir. You people have been at Brisson in America and in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they all make shachir. In America, they started to make shachir a few years ago because of Eretz Yisrael. But our man, the Ramal Paschal, that you also to make shachir. El an organ shlolavol shachir. I feel like Shav Asra Mo is Beno. Right. Well, here you have a halacha in flux. You deal with a bracha, it's not an inconsequential shaila. Should you make shechiyonu or not? I'm sure there have been brisin here in the yeshiva. I'm pretty sure that they made shechiyonu. Why? Because everybody was exposed to Eretz Yisrael, and that's all. They make shechiyonu, so it's part of our identification with Eretz Yisrael. We don't have enough courage to go live there, so we at least make shechiyonu, make a bracha levatola for them. And our meaning was not to make shechiyonu. Okay. Here, give you a nice story to tell over to your mothers or wives. All right. Reis Amadalet Beis. Okay. Here I also offer you a chance to go into business, make a fortune. Look at on page 10. Bachol molet, bekol molet. You can use anything to make mila. Right. We got this nice remez of a double-edged becherev pifios beyodam. Right. But you can use a tzur, you can use a sharpened stone, a schuchis, right? A chol dovar hakoreis. But he gives you a medical advice, don't use anything that has splinters possible. That splinter can come off, okay, fine. Tell me, the mila that's recorded in the Torah, what did they use?
Sword.
Huh? No.
Yoshua used a sword.
Who?
Yoshua used a sword.
That's the person in the Torah?
Sipora.
How about Sipora with Menashe? What does it say? Vatikach Tzur. You remember? Moshe was in danger. The Malach was swallowing Moshe. Right? So she took a sharpened stone and she made the bris, which is a little problem nowadays. We don't want to let a lady be a mohelis or whatever they call her. Okay. So you tell me, do you think you would have customers if you prepared? Remember, so-called prehistoric man used tzur for all its all the cutting, all it had, its scraping had to do. I have no problem. You get a nice silica stone, right, and sharpen it, yeah, and you charge $25, right, to be used at a bris. I guarantee you everybody will buy it. It's the same thing that Tzipora used for the first mila recorded in the Torah. So why don't we use it? I mean, Jews are good business people. Why did it occur to anybody? This is just a little quick drush. So there's a moko for the shaila, which no one knows anymore. But once upon a time, your mother would know it very well, because all the ladies Shabbos afternoon would read from a sefer called Sena Rena. Anybody hear of that? Okay. In Sena Rena, there are wonderful Shabbos stories. They tell a story of David HaMelech facing Goliath. David HaMelech facing Goliath, and all he has is a slingshot with a stone in it. And Kodesh Boku had to make a deal now. He wants the stone to penetrate the metal helmet of Goliath. But a stone can't penetrate the metal helmet. So Kodesh Boku sent a malach down and made a deal with the helmet of Goliath, and told the helmet of Goliath, if you will let the stone in, then we'll give you a reward. Will take away the stone from mila and transfer it to metal. So the reason we use metal and not a stone is because of the deal we made with Goliath, that the metal allowed the stone to enter and to kill Goliath. You know, there you got a halacha l'moshe mizina. That's recorded in the Sena Rena. No, people have looked, there's no other source for that message. Okay? Let's go to now to two difficult inyanim. I have a few of these if you people want to pay. But I have this from a previous class I had left over. I don't know how many we have. Let's go on. Remind you again, the Gemara on page 31. Talk now on the din of mitzitza. Two in yonah, mitzitza b'peh and mitzitza b'shabbos. Okay. The Mishnah on page 30 also called Tzorchei Mila B'Shabbos, like Molin or Polin or Motosin. But then we last week read the Gemara, right? Omar HaPapa on page 31. Omar HaPapa, Hai Umno, towards the bottom of the page, I have it underlined. The lo mayed sakana hu. We know that the mitzitza is only mishum sakana. Right. So the question now is, what's the role of mitzitza? If you, I think we can pass some of these around. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Laman Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos, right? Bizman HaGemara, Im Lo Hoyo Rochusin Es Vlad, Lefnei HaMilo, Lach HaMilo, Yom Shlishi LaMilo, Lemaim Chamin, Hoya Mesuka. In the time of the Gemara, and the Rambam has it yet, La Locha, the Shulchan Aruch really doesn't. That what? 3 days after Mila, you must wash the baby with warm water. If there is no warm water, you hate water on Shabbos. It's part of Mila. It's Docha Shabbos. Comes in, Shulchan Aruch says, not now. Is man chach mi agamore im oros ha'yel idu pe'e milach ha'milu v'yom shlishi then hoyim sukon. Lefikach niskeku lichto mishpatei shachol liyos b'Shabbos. One Mishpatei, two Mishnaisen in Masechet Shabbos. Both Mishnaisen, right, say, Rochsen, Shabbos, and it means you heat water on Shabbos. They had no way of having Dabka hot water on Shabbos, no convenient way, no. They didn't have a chol pot or something. But it has what? You take a shower on Shabbos, you can give the baby a shower on Shabbos. It's also for you to take a shower, it's also for the baby also. What happened? It's too much nice and say you have to. So, put it in simple terms, Nishtana Yediyah Sateva. That's part of our halachic process. Yeah. Nishtana HaTeva, no. That's a toss that people make, they use that expression. It's apokursus. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Teva, laws of Teva, just as he gave the laws of the Torah, that Torah zeh lo tei mochlefes. God doesn't have to change his mind. God gets it right the first time. But then our understanding of Teva changes, of course. But what happened here? The understanding changed. Therefore, do you have to make mitzitza? That's the one. If there is no consensus, right, other than that mitzitza is valueless if not detrimental. And I get, you have here. Okay, it's look up on page 57. Very nice. They have a few things there, but I'm just quoting. I gave you in here in the text there are a few things, but I'm just citing from books. That's how. Right. He says it. There he says. The first one, the Tshuva Kuf Mem Aleph, right on page 57, on the right hand side. Va'anoda. Right. Kama Chomo Gama Pinigle B'Yosef Mizal Pinisto. People want him in Bavatal Mitzitza, he says. It's Nigla, meaning we know that it's helpful to the baby. It's Pekuach Nefesh. And are they Nisto? Who knows? Right. Therefore, it says, Sofra Zeh Gedoli Olam Uleinion Shach Machla. If you were afraid, and that is a concept we didn't have before, afraid of infection with Mitzitza, Mitzitza prepared. I said you should use a tube. You use, as most Moalim who make Mitzitza in America do, or did. Now everybody makes Bepeh. Otherwise, it's a cast aspersions on your own Krumkeit, and your daughter will never find a good Shidduch. Bechein, right? Vuroyu, what's that? Yochenlo, Schuchis Nikia. He's telling him, you should buy yourself a glass tube, right? Yeah. The Shamit Bobi Yichud, right? There. Yeah. Betachti Biyoshem Tochibul Vovo, Vedaito Vedakshom, Shiyera Lahasik Shvopelas Bishvil Shlemus, Ktuchos Hamitzvah. What he's telling you is it's better now, but nowadays that we worry about infection, the Shleimus HaMitzvah requires that you must use a tube. Okay? Then comes a classic Rav Kook here. It says, this Kuf Mem Beis. Hini. Bein Misnagdei HaMitzitza Yeshnam Arba Kitos. A nice Lomdership person. Four groups, four different Adeos. Kat achas ameres levate legamri es hametzisa. Hein bo mitaynis mitzad, right? Chochmas harafur sheomrim harahofim mazeh, right? Minias hametzisa ein bezas sakona. Ulehepach hametzisa tuch alav idenei sakona. Right? Therefore, are they machos mizdavkos? That's the first group. Kat shniya ameres lekayim es hametzisa al yedei sfog o makolin. Shenos nalamako, or pikulin. Pikulin is absorbent cotton, right? That's also mitzitza. The cotton will absorb. That's right. Vomer shigamzeh Moses said out. Hakat hashlishis rotsa limtos alvei mechona asuya lelechitzas haavir. That's the Germans, the Yekis, the Yekim Olim, when the came aware of antisepsis and so on. A very nice thing. A moral bought himself a little pump, electric pump, or a hand pump. I think there were hand pumps with a rubber. I saw one once. Right, and you put the tube on to make the melee. You put the tube on, and you push the pump, and good suction. Right, that's how they made Mitzitza. Right, there he says. Bakat Arabis Shomeras Limsos Ale Ape Abel are they Hefsik Shal Shaporo Shal Schuchis. They Marash, the others say, Manu, he doesn't include anybody who makes Mitzitza prepare. Right. Yeah. Therefore, Hine Imach Beitzim Lakos Mitzitza Kulu Ein Lo Maladaba Kval. Right. Ein Lo Lozus Midibri Chazal They said, "Hai umno delomayet sakonahu." Therefore, you have to do it. But they also said it's sakona on the third day not to wash him. And the general shogro said, "We don't do it anymore." He's not so right on that one. Or put in English, he's wrong on that one. No, nishtani yidiyas hateva. We don't need it. Next, apa pi sheim cholin. After she cholin loma. Abshe told him Loma Nishtana Hatviyam, he would see no kama upon the Chazal. And he goes to Tosfos where it says that fish, after aging for a few days, is even healthier than fresh fish. That's the Tosfos of Beah, right there. And Tosfos of Merikotan, sorry, Tosfos of Merikotan, not after your bays. I am Adoni Yonto, etc. Oh, Mikom Okom, Aim Bid of Reim Shalelu Hamasagdam Krum. You're talking about Rav Kook, a Godol Shebigdolim. He's telling you, no, I have no reason, I have no problem changing, but there was never, nothing was done, no experiment was done. Prove it to me that there's no sakona. But we can say now, I prove it to you. Why? Hundreds of thousands of milas are done every day, every month, summer, Jew and non-Jew, and they don't make mitzitza, and there's no problem with it. So we know that mitzitza is not necessary. We do have empiric evidence that mitzitza is not of any value, because the babies are not dying for not making mitzitza. God says that they'll die. It's b'kuach nefesh. No, everybody does it without mitzitza and everybody's fine. Next, he says, because we don't have any confirmation that it's safe. But we do have confirmation. Well, the only reason we believe a doctor because I'm afraid maybe he's right. But he's not right. Could be he's right. Therefore, it's a suffix. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, we trust the doctor. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzicha. If you kill someone who's classified there, that he is sick enough, right, to be called a trefa, and you're potter. Therefore, if a doctor says he's a trefa, the one that you killed, you don't get misa. If he says he's not a trefa, you get misa. So the Rambam asks, how do you somech on the doctor? He says, kol ma sheyom lo harofim. I'm quoting the word. Whatever doctor says, that's what he says it in Vados. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to our feeble minds, but, and that's the best Kodesh Baruch Hu could do. He has no one better than us. He's stuck with us. And therefore, we have no brevet. You have to follow what we know to be true. And true, after eating from the Eitz Hadas, truth is only relative truth. It's not absolute. That's the Rambam Pshat in Moreh Nevuchim. Before that, they had the ability to understand absolute truth. And now, because they ate Eitz Hadas, it's only Tov Ra, only relative. Yeah. Okay. Therefore, look at the next column. Avol emotzim be'ezer open az ein lono raya shu neged chazal. And you know what's happened today. There. Unbelievable, where a moel is afraid not to make mitzitza b'peh, that he will lose his reputation. There are Moelim, not the Moelim, Baltimore, who always use the tube. I was a meal in Baltimore a few months ago. Now he does mitzitza b'peh. Otherwise, he won't get another job. That's the power of the extreme right. Right. You know what the extreme right is? I drive carefully. I drive always on the right. Don't take the pass line. Anyone to the right of me is off the road. So where are we up to? You have to know Boruch Hachama, no Shaila whatsoever, right? That is also to make Mitzitza prepare. Let me just look at one thing. If we find it quickly. It's worthwhile, take a look. Take a look, page 113. Okay. Okay, Rav Alyoshev Zatzal. Tshuva, I'll sum up here quickly. He said a moel should use a tube if he's doing mila on a child of a family where there's a chash that the family has the HIV infection and he's afraid to he'll get it from the baby. Then you can use a tube. He says, but so as not to give an infection from you to the baby, there's no chash in that. It doesn't happen. Okay. There, you caught it quickly. Okay. The teeth of a pair, not the teeth of a pair. There is not a significant issue. There's no doubt. Api aloche, people had the courage. They would say it's also to do the pair. But why do you want to expose the baby to a possible danger? I mean, my involvement in the Matitza Bepeh controversy is I served as a microbiologist on a paper. It's in here, and we traced 8 deaths there to a herpes virus. There, and 2 of the Moalim lived in, 2 of the Brissin were from a Moalim in Muncie, there, a Moal Fisher, right? And one of the babies died, and one of the babies is mentally, had is basically a vegetable, right? Because the herpes was cerebral, went cerebral, and it does a terrible job on a baby. So the city put an isa on him there that he can't make mitzisas, and nowadays he goes around with a young fellow, and the young fellow makes mitzisa when he's in New York City. But when he's in Muncie, he makes mitzisa himself. Yeah. Because the law, the isa applied only to New York City. Yeah. The biggest shaila is our Matzitzah B'Shabbos. Okay. So here I prepared, because the Lomdus is significant there. This, I think I have enough to give out. It's published in this year's Beis Yitzchak. Okay, I'd like to discuss that with you. We have a few minutes. There's some nice kedush over there. You want to give one to the Rav? First, an important child, I might have mentioned it last week already. On the Gemara, on Mila, the Mishnah Mila, the Gemara asks there, Dam Mifka Pocket or Dam Chaburima? Right. And in Ksubas, the Gemara concludes the Dam Mifka Pocket. And in Mila, more answer, no, Dam Chaburim. And what's the heter? Heter only because Mila Docha Shabbos. But it's an Isu Daraisa what you do, make Mila on Shabbos. But Mila Docha Shabbos. So I gave that Hezbo, which I think is sound, although it doesn't fit all the words of Rashi. Okay. Alright. Dam Sulim is not Dam Shanefesh Yotzebo, because the Isur of Atzor's Dam is the Isur of Nitilas Neshoma, as Tosfos explains. Nitilas Neshoma, so I can make a differentiation between Dam Sulim and Dam Mila. Dam Mila is blood that was part of you in Olecho Aragno Kolayom, we risk our lives to do Mila. And Dam Sulim was intended, Lechatchile, when the child was born, it was intended that this amount of blood will be taken from her when she gets married. Every woman, Jew, non-Jew, the same thing. So it's part of Teva that is not part of Neshama blood. That's the Hezbo I gave. Okay. But then comes the Gemara and Shabbos. Right. To define what is Hotzar's Dam? If you look at the bottom of the first column there, this emphasizes that the whole Heter is based upon Pekuach Nefesh. Right? We're not for Pekuach Nefesh, it will be also to make Metzitza. Gemara and Shabbos of Ayin Hay, in the second column, Hasot Chalozon Rapotso Lahotse Domo. Right. There's no dam. I wear Tcheles I made myself. I went with Ari Greenspan to Akku. And we picked up the snails, right? And I made the trailers there so that it was a special schus there, and no problem. It's an easy problem. The biggest problem making trailers today is the quantity that's needed. They had to import snails from Greece, where Greece they serve them for lunch. And there's a market for us. The biggest problem is that you can't import them on summer months because they smell so terribly that they can't hide the smell in the cargo, so the planes refuse to take it. So we only deliver them during the winter months when at the airport it's still cold and it stays there for hours before the planes take off. So it says Atzot Chalozon Bapotzo, right? Ischai Vachas, right? Mishum Tzeder. Aval Apziya Eino Chai Mishum Dosho Mepharek Deindisha Ela Begduli Karka. Right? Why don't you you have to kill the snail on Shabbos. Why did you say it's an isur on the tilas and shama? The answer is it's a double chain of miskabe, because the substance that makes it chalas is in the gland. It's not a part of the blood system. It's in a gland, and as long as the animal is alive, as long as the snail is alive, the gland gives out more of the. So the intent is always to injure, but not to kill him. Therefore, if he dies, it's only anim is coming. That's why it's not mentioned. It's as an isur, right there. By mitzisa on dam though, there you want to take the dam out, right? And you want to be no tail neshama, right? That's the pikuach nefesh of the whole mila process there. As I mentioned also, this is a biological point. Rabbi Netam somehow got it right, right? He says that the dam chalazon, right? There he says that the dam chalazon haroil esvir is mifka pocket, that is not chaburi mechbir, and he got it right, because that which is used for tcheles is not the dam at all. It's a gland situated just under the shell. It has nothing to do with the life. The snail can live perfectly fine if you take away that gland. They don't do it because you have to kill the snail anyway. You got to throw him away. You got to do. He'll die anyway, so you crush the snail. But that which you need for tcheles has nothing to do with the neshama. That's in the coming of time. Somehow had a Kabbalah, right? He says that dam chalos na royul itzviya is mifkat pokin, right? And it's true. It's mifkat pokin and a little gland all enclosed, right? Nothing to do with the circulatory system of the snail. Right. Then comes the Rambam shita there, but key is where only people who say that mitzvah is essential, the key issue is the avnei nezer. Look on page 78 on top of the number page. Look at the shayla of the avnei nezer. Look how he asked the shayla. Im mitzvah hu meikur chiyuv mitzvus mila. This is a photocopy of the tshuva. Or rak mishum sakona satinuk. And what does it include? Tshuva. Poshut eina rak mishum sakona. Then he comes with a brilliant conclusion. Right? What is that? Look it down. The Siman Katan Dalet, the third little paragraph. Madur lo yimo b'sof yom Shabbos nimsus berev. He says, I don't see what's the heter to make mitzitza on a bris on Shabbos. It's also to make mitzitza, right? Therefore, if it's also to make mitzitza, why not make the bris just at the end? It takes only a second to make a bris. You mitzamtzem, right? There, and then you make the mitzitza. It's already Saturday night. It's already after Shkir, after Seisak Kochovim, right? So he answers, it's not necessary to do so. Why? And this is the goyness. That's his brilliant insight to this thing. If mitzitza is pikuach nefesh, and if it were not for mitzitza, I wouldn't allow bris milah on Shabbos. Why? Because pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. Mil subrecha, pikuach nefesh is docha milah. There's no mitzvah that requires us to sacrifice our life. And if you didn't make mitzitza, then we would ask a milah on Shabbos. What then? What do you tell me? That without mitzitza, I wouldn't make milah on Shabbos. The mitzitza is essential for making milah on Shabbos. Yet the Torah said that milah is docha Shabbos. Therefore, it must be that without mitzitza, it wouldn't be docha Shabbos. With mitzitza, it's docha Shabbos. So that mitzitzah becomes part of mila. And that's the standard response that you get. Why do you make mitzitzah b'Shabbos? Because it's part of mila, and mila is zocher Shabbos. Says, yes, it's part of mila, because without mitzitzah you couldn't make mila on Shabbos. Without mitzitzah, Kodesh Baruch Hu's command, make mila on Shabbos, we would say, but it's pekuach nefesh. The doctors tell me we can't do it, so we wouldn't be doing it. Therefore, mitzitzah is part of mila. And mila is zocher Shabbos, that's why I make mitzitzah Shabbos. But ikra chosam ha sefer. And that is, that's if mitzitzah is pekuach nefesh. But if the reality is, the truth is, that mitzitzah is not pekuach nefesh, then it's also to do on Shabbos. And this is an inyan that I don't want to go more public than by putting it in the Beis Yitzchak. Yeah, I had enough tzoras from the mitzitzah repair business, which was all shekel business there, in order to back me off. They made up a story that I went to the city health department as a muscle and told them to do something about mitzitzah. It didn't last too long, but that was going around. What was that? That's to divert attention from mitzitzah to the inyan of mesira, right? And you see how what happened? They won. The Moalim, Agudas Yisrael, won and got the city to back off. The city had put out regulations, they backed off on them. They still have regulations against this Fisher and a few others whom they associated with herpes, there with herpes infection. So the question is, what do you do with halacha lemaisa? There, I'm Sisa on Shabbos. I'm saying this, that is, I would welcome if someone could find me a way out of this thing. There is no suffix that a moil who makes mitzitzah on Shabbos, and I've said it, we have several moilim in Muncie who came to speak to me there about, they'd heard about the mitzitzah Shabbos problem there. I wish someone could come up with an etzim. How you can be matzah mitzitzah on Shabbos? Not mepeh. Mitzitzah with a tube, mitzitzah with a gauze. Gemara has a mitzitzah with a gore in the Shulchan Aruch. Halacha lemaisa, mitzitzah with a gore, putting a gauze pad onto a wound, is an issur d'oraisa of mitzitzah b'Shabbos, of motzei dam b'Shabbos. Oh, yeah. So I told them all, and they should keep a notebook and mark down every time they make mitzitzah b'Shabbos. They should know how many korbanos chatos they have to bring. Meheri born a base amigdash. But every time they do it, they have to bring a korban chatos. And now that we told them about it, they should know that it won't help to bring a korban chatos. So it's like the Issur Koris. Right. Yeah. So I'm waiting to see. I mean, who will have a rejoinder? What do you do about it? Look, I put it at the end. I wrote it down there. And thank God the Beis Yitzchak isn't widely disseminated. So they didn't get to it. And see, the last thing that I wrote, the last, Ein chochem eizein ben gevur neger Hashem. Also, limtos hadam ach hamile b'Shabbos. And there's just no way out of that one. Because nobody, what I'm looking for is a refuah for medicine. Someone should prove that the mitzitzah does something. Anything, some value. So I had, for years, I knew this. I had this problem when I began studying biology. I knew about this problem, mitzitzah b'Shabbos. It bothered me no end. But I had my own teres I gave, because there was a story. There was a medical reality that in finger surgery they began using a leech. You know what a leech is? And I mentioned here too, a leech is also Isur D'oraisa on Shabbos, to put a leech down to suck the blood. They began using, they do anayom, to put a leech on, and the leech can cause a heart attack, because you put on a leech this size, and within a day, the leech is this size, like a snake wrapped around your finger, right there. And some doctors find that, because in finger surgery, there's no place for it to go, and if it swells, it cuts off the circulation, and you lose the finger. So keeping the finger from swelling, so I thought, oh, maybe that's the advantage of the tzitzit, that when you make the wound and you suck some of the blood out, it prevents, then you put a bandage on, it prevents the organ from swelling. But then you check the reality, everybody does circumcision, nobody found any problem that the blood builds up and causes constriction of the penis. It's just not, it was a svara, but had no scientific basis to it there. So that, I think that's just leave you with a hope that maybe you could find a solution that makes sense. Otherwise, to start spreading the word. You have a friend that's a moil, right? He should worry about Isur Koresh. It's not a minor Aveira that we're talking about. Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's a bright idea, please. Okay, you should call our people.
We'll have them coming in here.
Yeah.